Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
A few years ago, I heard some sound wisdom while helping a friend at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. This is a place where you will find no pretensions. Everyone is genuine and sincere. All understand that they fall short of the glory of God. At this gathering, people shared their sad stories without fear of being judged by others because everyone is well acquainted with their own faults. As I listened to these accounts, an older man not only shared his story of profound loss and destruction, but offered his advice for recovery from alcoholism. I will never forget his wisdom, and even though I cannot point to a specific chapter and verse of the Bible in direct of support of his statements, and you'll soon see why, I can testify from a lifetime of experience that his insight was genuine and most certainly true. He simply said that he finally came to a place where he could seriously deal with his problems the day he stopped believing his own bullshit. Recently, as I lay in a hospital bed, this man's insight repeatedly occupied my thoughts as I tried to understand what had become of the world in general and of mine in particular. The old fellow was right. If we give his statements some serious thought, the biggest problem with each one of us is that through unquestioningly accepting everything we have been told by authorities and experts in the media, government, school, church, and so on, we come to believe our own lies. If we are disconnected from God, we have no way of measuring the veracity of what is being advanced. If we are only provided with one side of a story without ever being encouraged to seek other possibilities, we naturally come to believe that version and then we think it to be the truth. Let's look at an example to make this a bit more clear. If a boy has been consistently told that a pencil is an arrow, every pencil will be an arrow to that boy. Even if someone should point out that calling a pencil an arrow is silly or an error, the boy will most likely defend his understanding of pencils being errors, and any reference he may make regarding these arrows will be sincere, even if wrong. The world is full of such trickery, but not all of it is intended to be deceiving. Sometimes we simply believe what we believe because it's the only thing we've ever heard, like the boy and a pencil. Since we have a tendency to believe what the authorities and experts tell us, we are pretty well full of lies that we have come to believe as truth. Then, when opportunity arises, we do everything possible to defend our untested belief that we are in possession of the truth. This is true of everything, including religious beliefs. Now, please understand that I am in no way dismissing your faith. However, it must be made clear that the vast majority of professing Christians never test what they are being fed against the Bible to make sure it is indeed true. This is usually not a problem when it comes to basics, such as acknowledging Jesus' death and resurrection as a means of salvation. However, much of what is being taught within religious system is simply unquestioned and later repeated as truth simply because we trust the individual or agency delivering the message. Funny how the AA man's wisdom was so prominent as I reviewed all that was going on in the world and wondered why it is happening. Could it be that we are being bathed in lies that gain power when we internalize them and come to believe them as true? Could it be that we are all believing our own BS and not taking the time to question what we are told and what to believe?
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomont.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.